General Electric may be moving its global headquarters to Boston, but it is no stranger to Massachusetts. Before leaving in the 1980s, GE was the largest employer in Pittsfield in Western Mass. And as reporter Adam Frenier explains, Berkshire County officials are now hoping that GE's new relationship with Boston pays off.
General Electric has about 200 acres of land in Pittsfield, once the home of a bustling plant that employed 15,000. The jobs have been gone for decades, but the battle over the PCBs GE left behind in the Housatonic still rages on. State Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier says Governor Charlie Baker and other state officials could use their new friendship to help move along the next phase of the river's cleanup.
We have maybe a better negotiating position that they are right here in Massachusetts and they want what's best for the Commonwealth in the place that they are making home. And they will think of the Berkshires as part of their home.
In a statement, GE didn't mention its relationship with Massachusetts, but regarding the PCB contamination, the company says it remains committed to finding a, quote, common sense solution. There's another issue for Pittsfield State Senator Ben Downing, how GE can help redevelop all that vacant property it still owns in the city.
Certainly there's potential, and again, anywhere there's a conversation, maybe that potential can lead to a spark.
And that's a conversation Downing says he'd like to have with GE officials. The history between Pittsfield and General Electric is long and complicated, says the city's new mayor, Linda Tyer, and she wants to change that.
The fact that they still have a presence here in our city and still own land certainly makes them an important corporate citizen here in Pittsfield.
It's clear as a new relationship starts, officials in Berkshire County want to rekindle an old one with General Electric. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adam Frenier.